Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Isn't it about time you took control of your life? If you've ever felt like you're just drifting through life, reacting to events instead of shaping them, then this is the video that's going to change everything. Because I'm unlocking the secrets to creating the life you want and showing you how to live a more intentional life that helps you find greater happiness. If you're ready to start living on your own terms, then let's talk. Hi, I'm Jeremy Godwin, writer and mental health counsellor, and I work with people around the world to help them learn how to live intentionally, something that can help you achieve your goals and aspirations. So, what does living intentionally mean? Being intentional means making more conscious decisions about your actions, your thoughts, and your goals. It's about consciously aligning your daily life with your values and aspirations, instead of just being a passive bystander. It has nothing to do with any belief system or religion, and everything to do with learning how to be true to yourself in all aspects of your life. By living intentionally, you become the author of your life story, reducing feelings of helplessness and increasing a sense of control and satisfaction. So, how does being intentional improve your mental health? Embracing intentional living brings lots of benefits. For one, it leads to greater self-awareness and mindfulness, allowing you to understand your true desires and needs instead of just going along with what everyone else is doing. Being more self-aware is crucial for your mental well-being, as it helps in managing stress, anxiety, and depression, and it enables you to make smarter, more considered choices about what you do or do not do in life. Intentional living also involves setting meaningful goals, which give you a sense of direction to work towards and the joy of achievement once you've realized your goals. Having something to aim for helps you feel more motivated and in control, and it leads to greater life satisfaction. So now let's talk about 5 steps to living more intentionally. Tip 1. Define your values and priorities. Understanding your core values and what's important to you is the first step towards intentional living. What truly matters to you? Is it your family, being creative, your health, or career success? How do you want to move through the world? How do you want to interact with others? What do you want to be known for? And what kind of person do you want to be? This is about identifying what matters to you, because my general philosophy for good mental health is this: if it matters, then make it matter. And if it doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter. Identifying your values and what matters most to you helps guide your decisions and actions. Start by listing your top 5 values and priorities, and consider how your current lifestyle aligns with them. Tip 2. Set clear, achievable goals. Goals give direction to your life, and we all need something to work towards. Otherwise, we just end up feeling stuck or going round and round in circles, which can lead to mental health issues. Set goals for yourself that align with your values and priorities, and be realistic. Don't put so much pressure on yourself that your head explodes, but do push yourself beyond your comfort zone and challenge yourself, because that's how you grow. Instead of vague ambitions, be specific. For example, if you're focused on your physical health, then a specific goal might be to exercise for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Setting goals this way helps you to be more intentional by focusing on what really matters to you. Tip 3. Declutter your life. Physical and mental clutter can get in the way of living an intentional life. So too can relationships and situations that no longer serve your best interests or that aren't healthy for you. Doing a bit of decluttering in all areas of your life, like your home, your desk, your car, your schedule, your relationships, can help to bring clarity and focus. Start small before you Marie Kondo the whole house. Try organizing a single drawer or shelf, or begin scheduling some regular me time into your week. Tip 4. Learn to say no. Overcommitting can lead to stress and burnout, pulling you away from your values and goals. You don't have to say yes to every request that's made of you. And it's okay to say no without justification or apology. Learn how to say no to activities and obligations that don't align with your priorities or that take you away from focusing on what really matters. Tip 5, seek connections that align with your values. And that's basically just a nice way of saying to surround yourself with positive and supportive people, while also letting go of relationships with negative and unsupportive people. The individuals you surround yourself with can significantly influence your mindset and actions. So seek out relationships that support and reflect your values. This might mean joining groups or communities that share your interests or values, or looking for opportunities to meet new people. Here's the thing. Living more intentionally involves thinking about how your choices align with who you want to be, both now and in the future. You don't have to make sweeping changes overnight. Just take small, consistent steps that gradually align your life with your deepest values and goals. As you become more intentional in your choices, you'll notice a profound impact on your mental well-being. You'll feel more in control, more connected to your purpose, and more equipped to handle life's challenges. By living intentionally, you're not just existing, you're thriving. And that's a very powerful shift towards a happier, healthier you. You've got this. If this video was helpful, please give it a like, and you can listen to me share more tips on being intentional and other topics in the Let's Talk About Mental Health podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link to it in the description, or head to ltamh.com. Thanks for joining me today, and talk to you next time. Thank you to my amazing Patreon supporters. Join now for early episode access and ad-free content. It's linked in the episode description.